would you call a cow shampoo faster?
Oh my goodness.
Did you ever call it?
Tried to, because I heard somebody else doing it, you know.
Okay.
I couldn't do it now for anything.
Okay, any other ways you call animals? Or when you were milking the cow, she picked your back leg up. What would you say to make her stand still?
Well, I don't know exactly what you say. You want to...
All right, when you're feeding the chickens, what'd you say to them?
Call them chick, 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 chick.
Okay, all right. And on a horse, to get them to turn left or right when they were plowing, what would they say?
G and ho.
Or when you got on a horse?
Well, you had your reins there, you know, you could train them, you know, and lots of times you train them where you could just press on one side and they'd go where you wanted them to. And instead of using your reins, but you always had the reins there to use those and say, get up.
Did you have a way to call them in from the field?
Well, I don't know. Not that. Call and whistle to them, that's about the only way you get them.
Okay. And then to stop him.
Whoa.
And to get him in between the back of a buggy, you say you were doing what? You were...
Come backing him into it. You back him into it. They'd know what you're talking about if they were well trained.
And if you want to get the horse to go somewhere, you get him ready to go somewhere, you had to do what?
Well, you had to clean him or cut him off and catch him at first, of course. And then harness him, get him all that. And as I told you yesterday, there was a certain kind of harness that was used for us when you were using the chaise, and then first when you were using the tongue for a double carriage.
Okay. Now you put your feet in when you ride the horseback.
Yes, sir.
And now, do you know what they would call the horse that would ride, that would walk in the furrow when they were playing with two horses? One would be the...
Well, the lead horse now. If you know, they used to use four mules to a wagon, and you had the one in front was not the lead horse, but the one at the back with the man who rode, that was the lead horse. And they were really trained. You'd get them, well, I know my daddy did, I guess everybody else did. They would have the certain ones they kept together, you know, for the back ones and the front ones.
Hmm.
And they didn't use anything else. When they did, they just didn't work together.
Okay. Now, some of the food that you would make, what would you make out of wheat flour?
Biscuit, muffin, cake.
Or bake it up in a what?
Well, they used to bake them in a whole cake, but we didn't have that.
Loaf of what?
Loaf, a library. We used to do that. In fact, I have a daughter-in-law. They never buy any bread now. She makes every bit of the bread that they eat.
Make it rise with
yeast.
Did you ever? Well, would you ever make anything else? Like take a big biscuit dough and just cook it up in a pan? What was that called?
Well, now that's what we call a hoe cake. But we never had that. Very, very seldom, unless somebody came and asked if we ever had it, and Mom would, but we never did have it very much.
Okay. Now, other things that you'd make out of meal or flour?
Well, now, I'll tell you, doing in World War I, you know, flour was a ration. And we had to use meal for pancakes. We made pancakes, you know, instead of using flour.
Mm-hmm.
We used them, we made cornmeal muffins. We used it and made mush, all those kind of things, that with the meal. Because we were so tired, we could get flour again. We were so tired of meal, we didn't want to see it again.